Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast. A cold and frosty but bright start to Wednesday, with sunshine turning hazy through the afternoon. Feeling cold, but winds lighter than on Tuesday. A maximum temperature of around 3 degrees Celsius is expected.
You're listening to The Music Mix on Ribble FM.
Just can't get enough. No, the reason I'm laughing is because I'm sat here opposite producer Morgs, who's looking out. First of all, let me just describe what he's wearing. So he's got a pair of kind of like relaxed trackies, a hoodie, a jumper, a fleece, and a proper professional down outdoor blanket.
I've only got one jumper on, thank you very much.
Right, would you like to explain why you're dressed in this inappropriate manner?
Right.
He's got man flu!
Very bad of man
flu. But you're saying that this is one of the worst you've had, you've said?
Yeah, it just feels absolutely horrible. It's been probably the worst I've felt from a cold flu-y type thing for quite a long time.
I don't think people can hear you because your voice is that quiet.
I am very quiet. My throat is very sore.
Is it?
Yes, but look what I put myself through for you guys.
Can you still appreciate food though, when you feel like this? Are you kind of thinking like a winter warmer soup, a thick, hearty soup? Or are you thinking, don't want food at all?
I want miso soup.
Miso soup?
Yeah.
It was only you knows how to make that.
With a sachet of paste and hot water.
Oh, no, I'm not doing a fancy pot noodle.
No, it's the itsu. Oh, even my head's gone. Itsu.
Anyway, yeah. First of all, welcome to the Food and Drink Show, the first one of 2025.
Yay.
And you've knacked it.
Yeah.
By being like this zombie.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. What have we got coming up? Oh, Eatery of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
It was special, that, wasn't it?
That was good.
We're not going to give you any clues. We're going to talk about it shortly. We're also talking about post-Christmas healthy eating. You know, when you've indulged so much over Christmas and, you know, you just want to lose a bit of weight, maybe eat a bit healthier. So we're going to be talking about post-festive break healthy eating. Oh, no, we're not.
Oh. Uh-oh. I believed you for a minute there. I completely believed you.
Right.
Maybe not.
Here are the notes. Where are the notes? Oh, it's not... Oh.
That's the notes.
Oh, no, those are the notes. It was in the Facebook post.
Ah.
And I did the, oh, no, they're not. So all that to come on this week's Food and Drink Show. In the meantime, let's play a bit of music and he can go and have a sip of his hot Vimto.
I'm going for
an
hot toddy. You keep on giving me the hold up. You know what, we should make our mind up. Cause when we're getting on, it's so. You used to be my Romeo.
Just cool, every little thing that I do, Damn it, I'm feeling so cool, cool, cool. Yeah. Woke up feeling like a new James Dean. I comb my hair like an old school scene. I'm feeling high like a late night summer of last year. Yeah. Standing there with the red dress on, yeah. I kill a queen like a young Jane Fonda. It isn't me or am I just having a good year? Lately I've been feeling so cool. Top to the bottom, just cool. Something right, cause all these lots of green, man, they look like palm trees. And every time that song comes on, it's about me. Just like me. Lately I've been feeling so
Jonas Brothers, that is cool. Right, first article of the day. Come on, Morgs, you need to G yourself up for this.
I'm not feeling very cool right now.
Not cool at all.
No.
Eatery of the week. Now,
yes.
It was, to say we weren't going there purposely may mislead people, but we were going to go up to the auction mart for a brekkie.
Yeah.
A little bit of a management meeting, me, you and Phil. And it was shut. So we were kind of like hunting around. Where do we go? Where do we go? And something just reminded me that somebody had said they'd been to this particular venue and it was really, really good. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, if we're being honest, and I think it's only fair that we're honest, from the outside...
It's a little bit confusing.
It is confusing.
Yeah.
You don't kind of get what it is.
No.
But when you sat inside, it kind of is still a bit confusing.
Yeah.
At what place are we talking about? Well, let's put it this way. We've given it Eatery of the Week.
Yeah.
And it is?
Ice and Spice.
Ice and Spice on King Street. King Street, opposite Harry Garlick's, the big double fronted shop that used to be the butcher's. Mm. Wow, is all I can say. So we decided to go for breakfast. We got sat in there. Incredible welcome. It was absolutely rammed as well.
Yeah.
We had to wait about 10 minutes, hadn't we, for a table?
Yeah.
Which was a good sign. Sat down at the table, looked at the breakfast menu. I didn't have my specs, so I just left it to you guys. And we ordered the three. Breakfast.
We did, but...
But?
Before that, there was a bit of a conflict. Well, we were sat there thinking, what do we order? What do we order? And what does someone walk past us holding to take to a table?
It wasn't a plate.
It wasn't a plate.
It was a tray.
It was I think it was like Singapore fried rice.
Singapore fried rice with lumps of chicken in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And Phil was the first one to go, have we made the right choice yet? Are we having breakfast or are we having a full-on lunch?
We saw this. We saw it get put down. And I'm like, is that... I thought I was hallucinating. I'm like, is that like a fried rice dish?
I know.
And then we looked at the menu again, and on the other side, there was all like rice and noodles and all that sort of stuff. And we're like, is breakfast the right choice?
And
here?
If you hadn't have been feeling as bad as you were today, we would have gone today, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
For a little bit of lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's cut to the chase. It was about the breakfast.
Yeah.
For me, it was excellent.
Mm.
All the components, the sausages, the bacon, the eggs, the hash browns, fried bread. I know it's bad for you, but it is so good.
It is bad when you get fried bread and toast.
But do you know one of the reasons why fried bread is a good indicator when you go for a full English?
Because if the oil's not clean, it turns rubbish.
Absolutely.
Come on, who are you questioning?
All right, I didn't realise you'd understand that point. But yeah, the fried bread was crisp, clean. You know, it was done in proper fresh oil. And I think as a breakfast... I'm going to give it an 8.5. I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Would you be the same?
I think I agree with you there. I think my only criticism, I'd like another sausage.
Yeah, it was only one sausage.
Yeah.
I think it should be two.
Yeah.
It's going to... Listen, the Auction Mart breakfast from Deli to Go Tea.
Yeah, it's going to take some beating.
That is going to take some beating. I don't think anybody will beat it in terms of value for money, what's on the plate, the quality of what's on the plate. The banter you get from Stafford and Lexi,
yeah,
you know, it all makes the place.
Just saying, though, Stafford, you don't give a complimentary juice with your breakfast?
Oh, yes. Right, heads up, Stafford, Lexi. At Ice and Spice, you got a complimentary fresh orange. Yeah. Yeah. Although, actually, to be fair, the breakfast was £1 dearer at Ice and Spice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's paying for the orange juice, isn't it? Or the can.
Yeah.
So, still number one for us in the Ribble Valley in terms of the full English.
Mm.
But Ice and Spice, well done. You have got this week's Eatery of the Week for a fabulous full English. And we're going to come and test your Singapore fried rice.
I was going to say, they might be getting it next week as well.
Could it be the start of something? Maybe luck's about to turn. Turn around, around a little. Cause right now, we're caught in the middle. Could it be the start of hoping? Maybe now the doors are opening to a place that we've never been. Seeing things that we've never seen.
Can all be starlight. face.
Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Taking pictures or video with your phone? Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant. Maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin. We're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I
for local radio, it has to be Ribble FM.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going, 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 going. Tough, tough.
When the going gets tough here on Ribble FM's Food and Drink Show with Lee and Morgan.
Yay.
You start to perk up a little bit. Is it because you're doing something, do you think?
Maybe. Maybe it's like bringing it out of me.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, obviously, I've already got it because they say, don't they, when the cold manifests its symptoms, that's when it's in its sort of like...
Yeah, it's usually...
It's contagious way before, innit?
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
It's after Happy New Year and Christmas. Oh, it's...
Our regular little spot on ShopSmart. Now, you didn't experience all of it, but you did get quite a bit of it. Because you went to your mum's on Christmas Day for a bit of lunch, I decided a couple of... Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
I decided way before Christmas that instead of doing a Christmas tea or dinner, I'd do just a joint. And I can't believe that on Christmas Eve, right? Christmas Eve, yeah. I rang George at Alps and said, George, can you help me? Have you got any gammon joints left? And honestly, it was amazing. He went, Lee, for you, of course I have. So 3 kilo gammon joint. Now, here is what we got out of that gammon joint, right? It wasn't just sort of like your standard roast gammon. I did do a coating on it. But when I'm saying shop smart, it kind of like we've done this with chickens where you get a number of dishes out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Making the most out of a single sort of like couple ingredients.
Yeah. And getting a number of meals out of it. So the usual recipe for cooking a gammon, I cut it in half. So there were two 1.5 kilo ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the tip if you're going to make a gammon ham. And this was brand new for me this year. And it is the best I've ever made. Wasn't it?
I would probably
tender,
agree with you there, yeah.
Not too salty,
no.
Still moist and juicy.
Yeah.
So the way I did it this year was taken from a chef that I know in Yorkshire. He's asked to remain anonymous in case he gets told off for sharing his ham recipe. But some of these methods are traditional and you do them, but I think the timings might be different. So first thing, 1.5 kilos of gammon. In a big casserole pan, submerged in water for 24 hours minimum.
No cooking, just submerged.
No cooking, just submerged in cold water and soaked for 24 hours. After that, remove it, put it back in the same pan, cover it with water again, and bring to a rolling boil. Now, the technical term for a rolling boil is just below boiling. The correct temperature, according to my chef friend, was 92 degrees. I used the thermometer, as you should, and I kept it at 92 degrees for 1 hour. When you've done that, take your gammon out of the pan and let it cool down, okay? Once it's cooled, bang it in the fridge. And this is key. In the fridge, it'll go ice cold, right? Bring it out the fridge the day you're going to roast it. And what I did was I made a, what would you cover the coat? What would you call the coating? Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's just the coating to go over your ham.
It's not like a,
so in my coating was soy sauce, honey, brown sugar, Dijon mustard, a little bit of garlic and a little bit of black pepper. And you make it into a thick paste.
Mm.
And because the ham is cold out the fridge, when you put the paste on, it almost solidifies and holds its position rather than running off.
Yeah.
Wrap it in foil, 2 hours in the oven for that size at 140. 2 hours, 140 for a 1.5 kilo. Please, I can't say it because I did it. What was that ham like?
Oh, I sliced it up as well and it just cut so beautifully. It wasn't tearing. It was just melting off. Texture was just spot on. It wasn't like when you normally boil meat or anything like that.
No, and it kept its flavour.
It kept the flavour so
but as
much.
You were eating the ham, you got that hit of that crust.
Sweet crust on the outside.
It was incredible.
Just divine.
So basically that did us for Christmas Day night. We had some lovely ham sandwiches with all the trimmings. It was stunning. Now, to get the other meals out of it, and I'm conscious that we've been a lot in time, so I'm going to play a song, and then I'll come back, and we'll tell you the other meals we got out of that one joint, okay? Okay?
Yes, okay.
Thought you were asleep.
No, not yet. Someday, when you get older, you're going to see the world far away from where you grow up. You'll find yourself for sure. When you reach the stars, don't you ever change who you are, and together we came this far, so far, we all wanna rule the world, face carved into stone,
We all wanna rule the world.
That wasn't the version I was thinking of. The Wanted. I don't know why I was thinking Tears for Fears. You were listening to the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM, and to pick up where we left off, so we've done the roast gammon.
Yes.
Given you the method for that, it worked perfectly for sandwiches and all that kind of stuff. And then the other 1.5 kilo we did on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Now, out of that 1.5 kilo second part, cooked it similarly in terms of the soaking.
Similarly.
In terms of the soaking,
yeah,
and the drying and the chilling. But only put a little bit of coating on it this time, which was a bit different.
Mm.
This one was brown sugar, soy sauce, and black treacle. Oh my goodness. It was amazing.
Uh-huh.
But I think the thing that you need to note here is that you only get that hit of flavour from the coating if you eat the outer edge.
Yeah.
So if you take the fat off, you don't get it.
No, but the fat's the best bit.
Well, for you it is. I find it a bit gooey. Anyway, but what dishes we got out of it over and above that? So we did have a few slices on New Year's Day.
Of course we did.
But then the following day, you wanted something simple. Your favourite simple go-to meal is?
Yep, I suggested this and you went, ooh, actually. Yeah. And it was just penne pasta with like a white pasta bake sauce.
Yeah, bechamel sauce.
Yeah, and I said, why don't we cut up some ham and chuck some ham in it too?
So we cut the ham into quite thick slices and then diced it into little chunks of ham, didn't we?
Yes.
And threw that in with the pasta.
Some ham chunks through it, yeah.
A little bit of oregano, a little bit of basil, and then the bechamel sauce.
Bit of black pepper.
Bit of black pepper over the top of the penne. But then, I don't know if you noticed, I think I overdid it a little bit. Gotta admit it.
Why?
I put a bit of a drizzle of balsamic glaze in.
Oh, I quite like that.
I do, but I just think it can be a bit sickly. So we got the pasta dish out of it. And then finally, Morgan's favourite dish. it was ham and minted mushy pea soup. You don't really like it, do you?
Can't stand the stuff.
I know. But that was absolutely delicious. So out of that whole 3 kilo joint, we got three great meals. Pea and ham soup with crusty bread and ice cold Lurpak. Oh my goodness.
I mean, when you think about it, we did 500 grams a meal each.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is not as much as you think, but yeah, it stretched.
Yeah, it did.
Three good meals. Yeah.
So absolutely stunning. If that helps you come up with some ideas for making a joint of meat last a little bit longer, we've done us job, aye.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Premier Chadburn Village Store does exactly what it says on the tin. A local convenience store run by local people that offers the cheapest 24/7 pay at the pump fuel, comprehensive range of groceries, and we're also a pay zone provider for bill payments and mobile top-ups. Open from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. We're here when you need us.
Chapman Village Store, open when you need us most.
Is debt piling up on your doorstep? Are you avoiding opening letters or answering calls? Is debt weighing you down? Start lifting that burden today. Christians Against Poverty are here to give you a helping hand to deal with the paperwork, the calls, the stress, and ultimately, to find freedom from debt. A member of our Clitheroe Debt Centre team can visit you in your home in the BB7 postcode area. Give us a call on 0800 328 0006 and start your CAP journey now. That's 0800 328 0006.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne. acne, psoriasis and eczema, and the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
Let's get drunk, I'll pour my heart up to my mouth. This year's been hard for us, no doubt. Let's raise a glass to a better one. Let all the things that we've overcome bring home to us, cause me and you, we can hold this out. Only you understand how I'm feeling now, yeah. And I know I can tell you anything. You won't judge, you're just listening. Yeah. Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Cause my darling, you and I could take over the world. And one step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. Cause you're the only one who brings light just like the sun. One step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. Let's get drunk, we'll reminisce about the day. We were broke, not getting paid, and taking trips at the weekend. When I would drive down to see her, and we would paint the town. Too many shots I'd be passing out, cause I could never keep up. Quad words, now I'm puking up. And I know I can tell you anything. You won't judge, you're just listening. Yeah. Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Cause my darling, you and I, take over the world. One step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. Cause you're the only one who brings light just like the sun. One step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. I'm tired of chasing paper, staring at this screen. Been saving up for weeks now, just to get to you, my dear. I know you're far from my home. This ain't no weekend bar. You know my heart grows fonder. My street city love is my darling. You and I take over the world. One step at a time, just you and I. Cause my darling, you and I take over the world. Time, just you and I. Yeah, one step at a time, just you and I.
Love that. Absolutely love that. That's more your kind of music, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're struggling today, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tom Walker and Just You and I. Following on really quickly from the gammon joint scenario, when we did the ham sandwich, are you getting too hot now?
Yeah.
Really? So the blanket's coming off? Right, okay.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit warm now.
So when we did the ham sandwiches, one of the things that we had them with, just dipping in a little bit of mayo, chips, frozen chips, not a big fan. Real chips, love them.
Mm.
However, we have found a frozen chip that is just incredible. It comes from one of the town supermarkets. Obviously, they're all available, blah, 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 blah. But these are from Lidl. And yeah, they are skin-on fries. Now, our thoughts behind it were this. Because they're skin-on, they're not going to make a reconstituted potato chip
and then,
put skin on.
No.
So they are proper chips.
Yeah.
And done in the air fryer, oh my goodness, how good are they?
Oh, they're so good.
But it's a full bag between two of us, isn't it?
We've yet to try frying them properly in oil.
No, but in the air fryer, much more
healthy.
In
the air fryer.
Right, one of the other things that is kind of like the post... I nearly said post-apocalyptic then. Winter warmer, simple winter warmer. And again, it's promoting a local business. Yesterday, I got one of the traditional pasties from Mark's at the Artisan Bakers on Worley Road. And again, because you were at your mum's last night, I just had that pasty with Bisto beef and chicken gravy mixed together, which just is off the scale, and a tin of minted mushy peas. I was absolutely stuffed. But what a winter warmer. Pie and peas for a winter warmer. You could do it, but just...
Without the peas.
Without the peas.
I just can't do mushy peas.
Why?
I don't know. They just, they go through me. I don't like it. Right, I mean, like, okay. They go through me in a sensory way. I think it's a texture thing.
The other one that we had in the festive break, which we haven't had for a while, port slash sherry. The Pedro Jimenez sherry.
Oh, that
the
was...
The nectar.
That was to die for.
And one of the cheeky little things that we did with it was, again, from Mark's Artisan Bakers, it was the his French tarts. And what it did, the sherry from Pedro Jimenez, the nectar, is almost like a pudding in a drink, isn't it? It's not cheap, but it is well worth it, I promise you.
I was going to say, it's not cheap, but it is so nice. So what I did was...
I ran a little bit of the nectar sherry through the whipped cream and then put it on top of the warm mince pies. Oh, how good was that?
It was so good.
That was so good, wasn't it? I tell you what we're going to have to do for the rest of this month.
What?
We're going to have to eat cocktail sticks because we've indulged so much over Christmas. But isn't that what it's about?
It's been very indulgent.
Right, okay, still to come, the best cottage pie I have ever eaten. You thought it was good as well, didn't you?
Yeah, but I had a slightly more diverse meal.
What was yours?
Well, I had the cottage pie, but I also had something else as well.
Oh, you had the tacos.
Yeah, I had tacos as well.
Talking about that when we come back.
It's true. I can share your situation. Keeping hold on our emotions, they will only make us cry. And you'll go, I know, but you know. Shine on everything you do. The sky's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. Left you black and blue without a word of explanation. And he took your love for granted. And left you high and dry, but you know someday, well, you'll wonder what you see in him anyway. When that day shine on everything you do. The sky's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. Gonna shine on everything you do. The sky's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. Don't know why it's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. Sun's gonna shine on everything.
Live and local, across the Ribble Valley, 106.7. This is Ribble FM.
Absolutely right. It is Ribble FM, your local radio station for the Ribble Valley. Food. I'm getting hungry now. Seriously, I'm getting hungry. Don't mess me about.
I'm craving miso soon.
Right, well, does that, which supermarket am I going to then?
I think we've got some at home.
Because you won't be able to drive, because when you've got a cold, your arms don't work.
All right.
My legs don't work.
And when you're feeling like this, when you've got it, I'll take the mick like you've just been doing.
Well, we'll see what you do for me when I've got it.
I'd go and get you some
soup.
Yeah,
sleep. Right. We just can't, can we, not mention our gastronomic Boxing Day.
Mm.
Some friends of ours, Kelly and Anya, invited us round to their house for Boxing Day. It was an afternoon into the evening sesh. Kelly is just the most amazing cook, isn't he?
Incredible.
And given that he is American,
yep.
When he messaged me the day before and said, "Lee, how does this look?" And I was like, "Really? As an American, you're making that?"
You showed me and I was like, actually, it looks pretty good. But
and without doubt, better than my grandma's, better than a little cafe in the Yorkshire Dales,
yeah.
Better than anybody that thinks they have made the most perfect cottage pie, yeah? No.
No, this was incredible. I think I had about two and a bit servings.
Yeah, and Max had about 40
servings
because he loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was the most incredible cottage pie that I've ever had.
Yeah.
The mash had fresh cream and cheese, mature cheddar in it. It had gone crusty on top. Oh, my goodness.
But then, being from LA and having a diverse food background out there.
That's not the sort of dish you'd have expected, though, is it?
No.
Given that.
No, absolutely not. But then I also, having Kelly's tacos are so good.
Incredible. Hot for me.
Yeah.
But this is about, you know, that cottage pie.
I know, but I just want to
give... It was a winner.
I want to give a special mention to the tacos.
However.
Oh. Oh.
It was out, Sean.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry about me, Grandma. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anya, Kelly's wife, made a trifle.
Mm.
How can you have Christmas, right, without a trifle?
Oh, you can't. You have to have some form of trifle or pavlova.
That trifle should have a royal seal of approval.
Yeah, I don't know how she did it. Biscuit was still crunchy.
The biscuit at the bottom. It wasn't, it was more like cake.
Yeah.
And then you've got that layer of custard, the cream, the fruit.
Nuts in there.
Oh, walnuts.
Walnuts in there too.
So you had texture, flavour. So award for Christmas meal has to go to Kelly and Anya because it was truly superb. Thank you so much, guys, for inviting us. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But need that recipe for that trifle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, please.
That is it from the Food and Drink Show this week. Everything will be back to normal next week, I promise you.
Yeah.
Including Morgan.
Hopefully.
The right jingles.
Oh, yeah.
And the right title.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll sort it, won't you?
Yeah, it was...
Have yourselves a great Wednesday. Of course, we have got Mr. Graveston, who will be back soon. Before that, we've got Andy Hilbert with the afternoon show. Looking forward to that. And we'll see you next week, but I'll see you in the morning on breakfast.
Yes, and I'll see you when I'm feeling a bit better, hopefully. Time for bed.
I nearly swore then. Soft backside. Yeah. See you later.
Yeah. I guess you never know someone you think you know. Can't see the knife when you're too close, too close.
Trust cuts deeper than lies, even as the days go by. Those remain beneath my skin.
I wipe the dirt off your name with the shirt off my back.
I thought that you'd do the same, but you didn't do that.
You
said I'm the one who's wanted for all the fires you started. You knew the house was burning down. I had to get out. You led your saints and sinners and fed them lies for dinner. You knew the house was burning down. And look at you now.
And look at you now.
was it all a game? Look what our love became. I gave you everything I had. I had.
You had every chance to make a name.